All right. Next, heaven and earth. Important.
So worldview has to deal with, you know, what we have here, right? Our material, universe, yeah. What's going on, you know, where we are and that kind of stuff.
Right. And we're still not out of Genesis 1. So. Yeah.
It's amazing. Just this little phrase here.
So at the heart of the Christian worldview, then, is the biblical view that, of God as the absolute being who exists in three distinct persons, as we talked about them with the Trinity. So where do we fit into the picture?
Yeah.
Come on, get to the good part.
The good part.
You know,
right.
you're seeing the family photos, and you're like, yeah, okay, the Grand Canyon, sure, it's a big hole. There's the city nightlife. Oh, there's a picture I'm in. That's the one that's I want to focus on.
I remember one time we were going through my aunt's wedding photo book, wedding photos. This was a long, long time ago when, you know, they didn't film weddings.
Right? when they're photos, real photos you could hold.
That's right. And so we were going through this, and my sister, who was about 6 years younger than I am, you know, she was watching too. Now, I was maybe about 4 or 5 years old, so she wasn't even born then, right? And so we were going through this. All of a sudden, she said, "Hey, where am I?" And, you know, how do you explain to her?
Right. Well, in the beginning, you are not.
Yeah.
So, again, but points to of what's the start? It's God is theocentric.
That's right.
And so how does our universe fit into the picture? The answer to these questions are provided by the Christian doctrine of creation. Yeah. To say that God is absolute is to say that he isn't dependent on anything else. He is not dependent on anything else. Rather, everything else depends on him. Mm-hmm. God is eternal, which means that his divine life has no beginning and no end. He existed in the beginning, but that doesn't mean God began to exist. The universe, in contrast, is not eternal. As modern physics has confirmed, the universe hasn't been around forever. I think William Lane Craig has the point made in Case for Creator with Lee Strobel, where he talks about, you know, in order, if you have a timeline that's infinite, you'd have to cross an infinite amount of time to get to the point we're at now. Mm. We're at the point we're at now, so we didn't cross an infinite amount of time because we'd still be crossing it.
Right.
And so the timeline can't be infinite. So right. So you...
But God can be now because he exists outside of time.
Right. So that's an important point. And sometimes that's hard to think about. And I did watch actually a really good debate on is God subject to time in some capacity. And I think there's... stuff that the church could really hone in a new book that I could read and
or write how about that?
I'll just
put that
read
on
it.
Your list.
I'll just read that one. And so you know, God's not subject to time; he's creator of time. He enters into time and etc. But we talk about this doctrine of the creation having a beginning, the Big Bang. If you subscribe to that, it has to bang at the beginning, and it's got to be big.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, the idea concept of an infinitely existing universe is actually pre kind of Einstein's time period, and right. And so until we get to the model of the Big Bang, then that's when scientists was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and the story is that Einstein was kind of niffed with himself because his calculations showed that. So at the time Einstein was writing some of his writings, they held to this steady state theory,
yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Where the universe has always existed. But his calculations, so the story goes, showed that the universe had to have a beginning. Well, you know, if the modern scientific world says, no, it's always existed, what do? You either say everybody else is wrong, or you say maybe there's something wrong with my calculations. So as the story goes, he fudged his calculations to make it so that instead of having a beginning, the universe was, you know, had always been here.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we discovered, you know, that the universe indeed did have a beginning, the story is that he was kind of upset with himself,
yeah.
Because he could have been the one to discover it.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's the way the story goes.
That sounds like a good story. I think in A Case for Creator by Lee Strobel, there's a critique of Hawking's model of the universe with the curvature, where you have to use incorrect numbers or different ideas of what what's considered in order for us to kind of be in this continued existence of stuff for the numbers work. So I'll include all those links below, and you can read those at your leisure.
And I think in the, you know, is the book that talks about our atheists, you know, skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
About,
yeah, with Mitch Stokes.
I think he gets into this.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, at the very least, critiquing, you know, do I go against the ideas of that are popular now, or do I leech out on my own and try to buck the status quo? And we see that's a constant problem within the idea of science. You know, it's science makes scientists make up science. Scientists make up the science community.
That's right.
And so it's not just, you know, people in lab coats that have this understanding, but
you can have the understanding without a coat.
Yeah, they're people too, and so we should recognize that.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So when they take off their coat, no, even in their coats,
and you know, there might be something in our current world right now where maybe science has gotten politicized. I'm sure that's somewhere on the North Pole that we don't really care about, but. Yeah. All right. So God existed in the beginning, but that doesn't mean God began to exist. The universe, in contrast, is not eternal. As modern physics has confirmed, the universe hasn't been around forever. It had a beginning. So how did it come into being? Where did it begin? Why does it exist at all?
Yeah.
And so, again, we were asking the big questions that all worldviews have to talk about.
Right. Well, Christians have a logical answer for this, right? The biblical answer. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? So there's the Christian answer. The phrase heavens and earth here is, translates, Anderson tells us, a Hebrew expression which captures the idea of everything else that exists or everything else that is real, right? Everything that isn't God was created by God, right? That's the idea here of heaven. Broadly speaking, he says, the creation is divided into two realms, the heavens, which is the invisible spiritual realm, and the earth, the visible physical realm where we currently dwell.
Right. So that's the revelational aspect to the kind of the supernatural, the heaven part of the earth. Yeah.